This episode is brought to you by Outdoor Class. Outdoor Class is an online video platform geared towards making you a better hunter. Watch instructional videos taught by hunting experts like Remy Warren, Randy Newberg, and Corey Jacobson. After the hunt, learn how to prepare your harvest from world-class wild game chefs like Hank Shaw and Jamie Tagan. Whether it's your first year hunting or you grew up doing it, Outdoor Class will take your skills up a notch. Use code EMPIRE20 at checkout to save 20% off. Visit OutdoorClass.com to learn more.
Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today.
The Houndsman XP Podcast Network is taking you on the journey. Your host, Master Trainer Heath Hyatt, will combine his decades of experience as a houndsman and as a professional trainer that will light the path forward and make our packs lighter on this lifelong journey to become better hunters and houndsmen. There are no shortcuts, so lace up those boots and grab a dog leash. The journey begins now.
Hey guys, the journey on Houndsman XP is teamed up with Go Wild. Go Wild is a social media platform that was made for hunters by hunters. If you guys and gals have listened to any of the other podcasts that I've been on, you know what a huge outdoor enthusiast I am. I love being in the woods with my hounds. There's nothing more exciting than hearing the thunder of a spring gobbler. I love fishing for trout in the brooks and the streams, and I love being on the river chasing that ever-elusive fish of a thousand casts, the muskie. Go Wild is the place that I can post my trophies, hunts, and memories without being censored. But Go Wild is so much more than that. It's a place to share your stories, sharpen your skills, hone your tactics, get gear reviews, and shop for anything outdoors. When you make a purchase from the Go Wild store, everything is free shipping. Anything that you purchase anywhere in the country, no matter how big, free shipping. So go down to the show notes, click on the Go Wild link at the bottom, and get signed up today. And let's go wild. Guys, the journey took a road trip. We headed south to Orlando, Florida. We are down at the HITS Conference in Orlando, and we are coming to you live from a penthouse in the Rosen Center, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal conference center, phenomenal hotel. We have sat through some great classes so far this week. I've met a lot of interesting people. And while I was in the vendor hall doing my many, many rounds and talking and, you know, just learning and learning about products and equipment, I ran into a very interesting guy, and I was talking to him about, we've got to talking about police work, police dogs, and asked me how many dogs I had, and that's always a big thing for me when I tell them 12 to 14, everybody's like, holy cow, you know. But anyway, I've got a... I have got an older dog that I'm hunting. He's 10, and he broke his leg at 6 years old. So the last couple days that I've hunted, he's been limping pretty bad. So I was talking to the company about the product and what they have, and I know that on the podcast that I done with Jonathan Bradshaw, we talked about some joint supplements and stuff that we could to enhance and help our dog. So we are here with the founder and owner of the company, Works So Well. And if you want to go to it on the website, it's worksowell.com. But I have really had the pleasure to talk to him and get to know him. And I'm going to start using their products. And my goal on the journey is to kind of give you guys an update. I've got enough of the product to last me a couple months. and I'm going to work it on the old dog Mac. And 30 days, I'm going to give you guys an update. And then 60 days, I plan on doing another update. But we are here today with Olivier, which is French, Morton.
That's right.
And he's going to tell us about his product, what it does. It only works well for humans and dogs, but the dogs is what really excited him. He's going to talk about the scientific studies, the stuff that's been done, the places that they use it, just a lot of interesting stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to talk about products and healthcare products, but as our dogs get older, especially in the police world and the hunting world, you know, the dogs take a beating. And this is what the journey's about. It's about enhancing the health and performance for extreme performance. So, Olivier, I am honored that you're on here today to talk to us and tell us about your product. How have you enjoyed the HITS conference so far?
I have to say the turnout is amazing. So, Heath, first, I want to thank you for inviting me. We just met, but it feels like we know each other already. So, I appreciate that. At this conference, the turnout has been, I think we've been all pent up trying to go to conferences and waiting, and now it's like it's out. So, in Florida is a really nice spot to do that. But a lot of good folks, I think a lot of folks eager to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, with Work So Well, having folks like that that have incredible partners, the dog partners are amazing. So anything we can do to help them, that's a real passion personally for me and for our company. And, you know, like you mentioned, you got a dog that hurts, we want to do whatever we can to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that's a real passion. The irony is actually we focused on you getting hurt as a human being. That's mm-hmm. where we started on the human side. But it didn't take very long once we realized the opportunity that we had to help those handlers and dog owners overall with those real stiff joints, discomfort, that limp, you know, that mm-hmm. dog that's like striving and you see him slow down. That's a real passion for us to
right.
get him back in shape and ready to take action and do the stuff that they love to do.
Let's give the listeners just a little bit of when you talk about there is over 1,200 people here that's participating in the classes. So they have 5 classes every 2 hours, and you pick the classes that you want to go to, and it's anywhere from nutrition, anatomy, dog behavior, canine training, tracking, bite work, explosive detection. There's guys from all over the world here with the vendors and the people that they bring in. There's another up to 450. So there's over 1,600 people networking at this conference. And, you know, for me being a trainer on both ends for the police and the hunting world, I mean, I eat this stuff up because there's so much knowledge here. There's so much in-depth information. It's so informative. I sat through a class on combat tracking yesterday, which is one of my passions, is tracking because of the hounds.
Yep.
And that's what I do in the police side. And I mean, I was writing so fast and so many notes that I was getting writer's cramp. And then after the class, I went up and talked to the instructor, and you know, he's offered to send me the PowerPoint, so I plan on implementing that on my side. But just to give the listeners a little bit about what's going on, like I said, there's a lot of people, a lot. This is one of the biggest ones, and I've been going to HITS since 2012, 2013. I missed a year with COVID.
Yep.
Last year I didn't get to go to Chicago, so I've missed 2 years over that 8 to 10 year period. And usually there's 700-800 people. This year has been a blowout, like a lot of people.
I mean, those booths are busy.
Yes.
And a lot of folks coming, getting stamped, learning. And
yeah.
No, it's just amazing to have, like, I think they have like 5 classrooms going on all at mm-hmm. once.
Yep.
That rotation is amazing.
And 2 of the classrooms fit over 400 people. And the last 2 classes I've been in, there's people standing and sitting around the walls.
Yep.
That's how crowded it is.
Yeah,
but
it's a pretty huge turnout.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about your product. Let's
sure.
talk about your company. One of the things that really you kind of struck me when we had a conversation is your brand.
Yeah.
Tell us about your brand and what that means and what it derives from.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go on the website and you go to worksowell.com, one of the things that'll stick out like a sore thumb, you'll see that paw.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see this incredible rainbow color on it. And people call me out and ask me, you know, what is this all about? And I say, well, hey, we're a company with a strong faith. And for us, you know, that rainbow is, it's biblical. It's going back to the basics of the promise of God. And he's not going to destroy us again, but for us, it's really that message in helping people, because we do help people with Work So Well as well. But our love is really the animals, and personally the dogs for me. So that's what that paw symbol is all about. What can we do to maintain good health in helping the dogs? And I think we kind of struck a chord and found our niche in doing that. And our key focus is anything that can promote healthy inflammatory responses in your dog's body, that's what we do. And we really have the only product in the country, frankly, in the world, that has a very unique ability to take care of not just your common joints, but it starts in the mouth. We have the only product in the world that veterinary dentists actually use in really helping those gums stay super healthy. Mm-hmm. And if they have issues, we're going to help with that. I mean, very significantly. If you do bite work, if you do anything in that mouth, that yucky mouth, that the one TDC product, which is the flagship, is going to tackle that. But the beauty is in promoting healthy inflammatory responses. We go from head to tail. So if you get a working dog, it's not just the hip, it's not just the knees, it's all of it. Frankly, it's actually the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, all of the complete orthopedic care is what you're going to get for your dog's benefit. Now, you're going to see the greatest results, obviously, with an older dog that's already got issues. But we have a really strong belief that your number one defense is prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can have that mindset in thinking of, you know, that dog that you've been training, spending hours, and it's looking good, you want to preserve that looking good. And that's what we do with that flagship product, One TDC.
Right. So tell us a little bit about, like I said, when I started talking to you about Mac and his limp, that's how our conversation started.
And, that's right.
You know, and you were telling me that, you know, to rub it on his gums, and then I could use it topical too.
That's right.
And then after our conversation went, I decided to get some more for a house dog that we have.
That's right.
That's got some issues in its back. So you guys that are hunting, and one thing that, you know, you've got to take into consideration is every time your dog comes off the tailgate or comes off the rig box to the tailgate to the ground, the dog is putting 60% of his weight on those front legs and joints. And you do that over multiple times, multiple years, and as a dog ages, you know, that takes a wear and tear on the dogs. And like I said, after talking to Jonathan Bradshaw, we had a vet on, you and I talked about that, and maybe we'll get into that a little later.
Sure.
About keeping those joints lubricated, keeping those tendons and everything where they should be. Talk to us a little bit about that, what you explained to me, and then I want to talk to you about the scientific part of it,
sure.
where the studies have come in.
Absolutely.
That's when you started talking data to me, that's when I'm like, okay, I started paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, you got this, you got that. All right, now I'm interested.
Yeah, I think so. I think the good point in what you described is those getting in and out, tailgate and so forth, every time that happens, you have a little micro trauma. So in the beginning, you recuperate. You're young, you're healthy, great blood flow. The white blood cells are doing all the scientific stuff it's supposed to do. But as you get older, and we know this, as we're getting older, those little microtraumas, they build up. And the body is fixing itself, but over time, you get more of that lactic acid building up. You're getting that. So what this product does is it just focuses exactly on those sites where those microtraumas are, and it suppresses very effectively by promoting healthy inflammatory responses. So you go back to, and I think probably the best way you're saying it is, think of it as a cellular lubricant. That's basically what that does. And the beauty of it is we're so targeted, and not to get too scientific, but the bottom line is this. When the body has those problems, it sends white blood cells. It's working hard. It's fighting the area. Mm-hmm. This product, 1-TDC, it has an affinity. It's attracted to the white blood cells. So it's going to go very specifically. Wherever that dog's got some discomfort, that's where the product is going. Now, the beauty of it, like you said, in the mouth, well, first we got to talk about the product. It is super tasty. So the source of it, now, while I have an accent, I'm actually from France originally. We're all American-made products. Product is sourced here in the U.S., mostly Ohio, and we're based in Pittsburgh. But the beauty of it is it's actually coming from beef tallow, believe it or not. It's a very, very unique fatty acid. And in a moment, I can go into the details of, you know, the science, how it's made. But the beauty of it is the dogs, they think it's a treat. So you're giving them something that they want and their body needs. So it goes in the mouth. You don't even have to rub it on the gums to help with the mouth. All you got to do is squeeze it on the gums. And you give them the little soft gel. They're really kind of cute soft gels. It's like a heart
shape.
Looks
like a heart, yeah.
It's a heart. You twist it off. You throw it on the gums. You give it in the mouth. And, you know, up and running. And dogs just love it. They look forward to it, actually. So it very little goes on the gums. And you don't need a lot of it because it's very absorbent. That's what's unique about that molecule, too. It goes right through the gums. Most of it goes through the entire body, through the GI. And then it's seeking those spots, wherever it's tight and stiff and uncomfortable, and it lubricates those cells like no other fatty acid that's on the market. Now, because it's so absorbent, that's what you were talking about, Heath, is if I know my dog, for example, hey, blew that knee, mm-hmm. I repaired it, I rehabbed it, but I still know it's going to get stiff in there. I'll take a 1-TDC soft gel, I'll crack that open, and I'll put it on top of it, go right through the skin, and it's going to lubricate those cells. And it's pretty quick and amazing what it does for those dogs. Mm-hmm. And over time, as they build up systemically, then that's when you really see, it's like they're dialing back in the years and having that performance capability. You know, in your case, you do a lot of, you know, a lot of tracking and so forth. Mm-hmm. So you need a lot of stamina for that. And one of the things that canine athletes, handlers love, like if you, like in the world, like dog agility, for example, we sponsor mm-hmm. the USA team. Matter of fact, we just won the gold, actually, with a 1-TDC dog
nice.
In Belgium. Yeah, just last month. We're very proud of them. It helps them recover faster. So, which means the dog can go back in again, can go tracking like the second day, third day, to where you can tell what your dog can perform. Mm-hmm. And they get into that age about that 7 and 8 years old when they start slowing down. Mm-hmm. You put them on 1-TDC and you're going to be very surprised how much you're dialing back the years and keeping them happy and super healthy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm excited to start trying it. Like I said, I've always kind of dabbled with joint stuff, you know. Every time that I'm at this conference, I'll pick up a bottle of this or a bottle of that, and I'll use it. I told you I just had a 17-year-old dog that, you know, she finally passed. And off and on through her life, I was giving it to her, not consistently. But I've had some dogs that, you know, the last couple dogs that I've had have been 16, 17, 14 years old before they pass, which is old.
It is.
For a dog, especially for a hound. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to try the product and the results. Like, I'm ecstatic to see what kind of results I'm going to get.
Yeah, and I look forward to your feedback because of specifically what you do. I mean, in the endurance and a few of those, you may want to spot some of that stinky breath. And that's going to help with that. I mean, we smell that, but the truth is when you got that stinky breath, it's usually an underlying problem with that. And that's what this product, that's why veterinary dentists love this product. Because it really does help with all that bacterial activity and so forth. That 1-TDC product is going to be really good helping with that.
Well, you asked me the other day about my Pino, my Dutchie. And you asked me when he done bite work if his gums bleed.
That's right.
And they do. It's not drastic, but they do. Like if I'm using a really hard tug, you'll see right below the canine teeth, which is the four teeth that are actually holding the game or whatever the bite for the dogs. There's a little bit of the blood there, right. And if I start doing bite work for extended amount of time on a suit, I'll see a little bit of that blood or just discoloration in the gums.
That's right.
So Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the key is all those, you know, going back to the basic concept of those little micro traumas that are taking place. Mm-hmm. Right in the beginning, you know, the dog recovers, it's fine. But as they get older, you have more accumulation of that. Some of that tissue is breaking down. It's not healthy. Mm-hmm. Plus, it invites other things as infections and bacterial and that smell that you, all that. That's not something you want for your dog. Mm-hmm. Look, the dog can take it. They're tough, and they're going to keep doing it. As a matter of fact, once they get to the point where they don't want to do it because it hurts, it's a bit late.
Yep.
So the goal is if we can get very proactive in really helping with that mouth early on, that's what this is going to do. So when you're using the one TDC, think of as loading it up in the mouth, keeping all of that bad stuff that's accumulating down. Mm-hmm. So you're lubricating those cells. So, yeah, you might still have some bleeding because you're still creating that trauma, but the recovery will be a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Your dog's going to want to play longer and tug and whatever they got in the mouth, mm-hmm. Longer and more comfortably. So it's really essential from a doing the right thing for your dog and keeping them longer doing what they love to do best. And again, simply said, what is it doing? It's promoting super healthy inflammatory responses in the mouth, lubricating those cells. And
so I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking, you know, over the, you know, I've been fooling with hounds almost 30 years, and I can tell you several times that I've had to have teeth pulled in my dogs because of bad gums.
Yep.
And now I'm sitting here listening to you thinking, holy crap, that's probably something that I didn't, you know, take note of. I've had one of my best females, my old Brandy female, my plot female, at one point in time I had to have 6 teeth pulled. And she was not, I'm going to say she may have been 6 to 8 years old, somewhere in that window. Thinking about it now, that probably shouldn't have happened.
Well, let's talk about that. So I think you know this. I've mentioned that to you before, but our chief medical officer actually is a veterinary dentist.
Mm-hmm.
So when we founded this company, we wanted to go to the top. We wanted the best scientific people to be behind us, put us through the ringer, do the double-blind studies, and really don't just take our word for it, like really test it out. So our chief medical officer is a veterinary dentist who did a double-blind study at university.
Mm-hmm.
Of all animals, he actually picked cats to do the research, which are really not easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
He did the research thinking that he was going to prove to us that the product didn't work as well as we said that it did, because mm-hmm. we were published already on the human side in a journal of periodontology. And then he came back, and I'll never forget that phone call. He calls me 63 days later, Dr. James Anthony, and he says, Olivier, your product, it actually works. And I say, oh, we know that, doctor. He said, you don't understand. Gum health issues is the number one problem impacting dogs. I said, seriously? He said, people don't realize how big of an epidemic it is. So to give you some statistics and leading back to your story mm-hmm. with the teeth that have been lost, 80% plus of dogs by the age of 3 years old have some form of gum disease.
Oh, wow.
A lot of it is completely going under the radar. A lot of stuff we take for granted, like the bleeding of the gums, the bad breath and all that. But so here's what happens. If you don't tackle that proactively, it gets worse. Dog still doesn't complain because they do what they do, but you have discomfort. You got pain in that mouth. So the stages are you get some bleeding. First, it starts with tartar and plaque usually. Mm-hmm. That calcifies. It traps the bacteria, and then the body responses to that and says, I'm going to take care of those bacteria. But then what they create is a lot of inflammation, which is destructive. And that destruction over time erodes the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you're seeing when they pull teeth. You got infections in there. The bone is eroded. It's not comfortable. It's painful to your dog. Still doesn't complain. And then you're taking teeth out. The truth is, by the time you're already taking teeth out, you've got erosion of the bone. That bone's not coming back. But, look, if you're already at that stage, do what you got to do in taking care of the mouth with the veterinarian. But be proactive at home.
Mm-hmm.
Home care is the key. That's why you want a product like One TDC, which is the only one of its kind that's going to go in there. It's going to help the gums, the tissues, the ligaments of the tooth to help reattach it, which is what we've proved actually in our research. And you can keep it at bay and reduce the continuation of that constant proliferation of the bacteria, which I think we all know, a healthy mouth is the gateway to a healthy body. So if you can be really proactive with your dog in taking care of that mouth, and look, the truth is we should all be brushing. Maybe 1% or 2% of the population does that. Mm. People like you that's got 12, 14 dogs, that's it's a lot of work. At least with this, it's like a treat in their mind. They really like the taste of it.
Yeah.
But what people need to know is that if you're starting to see teeth being lost, you've gotten so a few stages of what they call periodontal gum disease to where now you've got bone eroded. So you got to take that real seriously because your dog is not feeling good. And while they're not complaining, they're in pain.
So, you know, that you say that, just so the listeners know, on the police side of this, every year when we do our vet checks with our police dogs, one of the things that they do every year is clean our dog's teeth.
Excellent.
That's just a normal maintenance for us, something that we do. If you sit in some of these classes, they talk about how that actually takes away from their olfactory system.
Yep.
When their teeth and gums aren't healthy. Even my dentist gets on me like about flossing.
Yes, sir.
You got to have healthy gums. You got to have healthy gums because if you don't have healthy gums, then it could lead to other health problems. And I always think he's crazy, but as I've gotten older, I actually see what he's saying. So I completely get it. So I'm going to, you know, and this is what I would say. I'm like, all right, Olivier, you're telling me that this is good for my gums, but how does it work on the rest of the body?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, by the way, I got a little joke for you. I had a human periodontist that told me, you know, we're talking about flossing, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us do it, don't do it once in a while. He basically said, hey, Olivia, just floss the teeth you want to keep. That's it. That's how important it is to actually floss. So, little heads up for everybody's health there. But on the dog side, so if you think of it this way, is while we're going to help the mouth by promoting healthy inflammatory responses, I think we all know that if my mouth is not healthy, it's going to impact other organs of the body. Liver, like the World Health Organization would tell you this, oral health is critical. And if you don't, it will have an impact in the kidney, the liver, and also the heart. We know the heart as well, and the joints. The bacteria that are there goes into the joints. So, okay, so what exactly happens? Well, it travels, it impacts other organs. Some of them, it actually irritates what's already there. So if you got already a heart issue and you let infection go in there, it's just going to make it worse. So what about one TDC? So what does it do? Well, it goes in the mouth, it absorbs throughout the whole body, and then it's seeking places where those inflammatory cascade need healthy inflammation promotion, and that's what the product does. So it absorbs at 95% throughout the body, but it's going to have a really high concentration where it's really most needed. So for your working dogs, it's going to be all those joints, those hips, those knees, those shoulders, all of those areas that have, like we talked about earlier, all those little micro traumas that are building up where you're going to need some healthy inflammatory responses. Bang, that product's going to go right there. And maybe we can, you know, your audience is probably wondering, so I'm using fatty acid already, man. I'm using fish oil. I'm good. What's so different about your product? So, and that's actually a really important question. This is not a glucosamine product. It's not a fish oil product. It's not a green lip muscle. It's actually a 1-tetradecanol complex product, which is a fancy name for saying that it's a different type of fatty acid. So the source, like we mentioned, is actually from beef tallow, believe it or not, from Ohio primarily. And that's why they love the taste, because it's a beef flavor, natural flavor. So we take 6 different oils. We put out a very scientifically proven ratio, and then we heat it at 400 degrees. So that heating process creates this amazing molecule that now has the ability to do the things that we say. It seeks the white blood cells, and it's super, super absorbent. So if you're using a fish oil, for example, you got to have a lot of it to be therapeutic. You don't with one TDC, because that product is very targeted. fish oil or regular fatty acids, they're not absorbent. You can put that on the skin of your dog by the knee. It's not going to go through the skin.
Right.
One TDC goes right through. So it's very, very localized and targeted if you use it from a rehab perspective. So it's very, very unique because of that.
Yeah. So you guys out there hunting hard, I know you've all seen this. I know your dogs have done it because mine do it yearly, is you have a hard run in the rocks, in the outcrops or in timber cuts or down timber. You come home, and the next morning you go out to your pen, and your dog's front joints right above the pasture is swollen. I have that happen a lot before my dogs get in shape. And even in the wintertime when I'm hunting them hard, and we've got this one area that is it's nothing but rocks and rock outcrops and ledges and stuff. So this is a product that if you were doing your maintenance with it, that would cut down on the downtime, because I know that when my dogs have that, I'm usually laying them up for about 3 days before I can actually take them back and get full service out of them.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll go. I can take them back out that day and they'll go, but they get behind. And I've noticed that I'm giving them about 3 days to recoup,
yep.
Recover. And the swelling will go down.
Yeah, it's all that lactic acid that's building up, right? That's mm-hmm. that. Frankly, it's painful, so it slows down your dog. The brain wants to go, but the body's saying, it's not feeling so good.
Right.
I'll tell you one part that's been fun for us, because we're a lot in canine sports, like dog agility. Fly ball is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something magical, usually we see that with some of those athletic dogs, is when they get about that 7-8 years old, and they still want to go as fast as they can through those lanes doing fly ball. But what they're amazed is when they use the product is they see the time come back to when they were younger. Why? Because we've been able to reduce a lot of that buildup, all those little microtraumas.
Mm-hmm.
So the release, it allows the dog to really explode in a way, I guess if I could use that term, to really be really efficient from a muscular explosion standpoint. So in you guys' case, when you're doing the form of tracking, it's the stamina that where you recover, but and dog's going to be able to last longer.
Yeah.
And it's pretty quick. I mean, you start using the product, and every dog's different, but usually within 15 to 30 days. Sometimes, some exception, can take up to 45 days, and you want to load it up when you start, especially with an older dog, because you really want to get a lot of that product quickly, lubricating those cells. So we always say do a loading dose at first.
So that's why you told me to use for – so when I get home – this weekend, I'm going to load Mac with 3.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one around his gum.
That's right.
And then I'm going to give him 2.
That's right. So yeah. How old is
Mac?
So
he's 10.
He's 10. He's about 80, I think. How many pounds?
Yeah, he's between 70 and 80 pounds. He's a big hound.
Yeah, so he's going to get one little soft gel per 25 pounds loading dose for 30 mm-hmm. days. And then after the 30 days, you can go down, probably just keep him on 2.
2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ones that I'm feeding him, just for my, I know that we watched the video on how to properly, and we'll tell you guys, and we'll put that in the show notes at the end, the video on how to use it. But so for the one that I break off and I rub on his gums, and then the 2, I don't have to break it. I can just give it to him, and when he chews it, he'll bust a packet.
Yeah, yeah. You ideally you throw a couple on the gums and just let them eat the rest.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna woof that down real fast.
Yeah.
No, it's very effective. There's something I also want to tell your audience that I didn't tell you yet.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mentioned to you that it really helps regenerate tissues. Well, one thing we've seen in the canine sports, and this will happen in tracking, I'm sure, too, if you ever tear that pad of the dog...
Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. What you do is you do what you normally do, clean it up, but then put one soft gel on top of that. And you already know how many days it usually takes to recover. But you start putting that on, you'd be amazed how much faster it's going to recover. Because it really promotes healthy inflammatory responses, lubricating those cells, mm-hmm. and you'll see the tissue, the skin recovering a lot faster.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a very useful tool that we see for working dogs and definitely athletes on and off season when they mm-hmm. go back out and whoop, there goes that. Gets a tear. That's painful, but it's just a barrier because you got to wait 2-3 days at least usually.
Oh, it's sometimes most time it's a week or more.
Well, not if you use one teaser. You'll see how much quicker it's going
to
be.
I'm going to have a case of this stuff.
Right. Well, a lot of the audience, and frankly, we'll work with you guys too. We'll make sure that you guys have access, probably even to me directly, so that you know, those of you folks that have a pack, we need to help you get a pack at something that, you know, this doesn't break the bank either. So we'll work with you guys.
So tell us a little bit about the scientific part. Yep. I know you and I talked about it, and then I know we kind of skipped over it because we went right into this, but tell us how you you got into this. Tell us how you ended up being in, you know, and work so well.
Yeah, and what, the co-founder. Yeah, so the trajectory of my life, to make it super sweet and short, is I've always loved science. I love science. I love things that make things better and live longer. Truth is, I got married kind of quick, and I had to finish college, so I went into business management and completely changed that field of science. But I got to a point where I could go back to it. And when I went back to it, I got involved with this technology, and I was super excited. So we brought it on the human side, working, frankly, with chiropractors and physical therapists and orthopedic folks, because this is the part that your audience is going to want to check out, too. There's an incredible human cream for this to help you with your stiff joints. So
you give me some.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it's so effective, and then you get on the human supplement as well. But as much as I love humans, I just love dogs. And look, if somebody's got cats, you can give it to cats as well. But my focus is dogs. And we were just stoked because we realized that not only did we have this incredible orthopedic product, but like I mentioned to you earlier in the audiences, the number one problem dogs get is actually gum health issues, is gum disease. And we have the product that takes care of that. So for us, or to say for me, when I was involved, I was like, hey, I want to be involved with what's making people feel better, and then I want to take care of the dogs. So that's what the journey has been for us. If we can get this country, get this world to understand that you got to take care of the dog's mouth to take care of it living longer and better, that, for me, we've succeeded. And we have one of the key tools to help veterinarians. As a matter of fact, this product initially was only a veterinary product. But the veterinarians, we love them. And they used the product, but they were not moving fast enough for us. So we said, we're going to go into the people that really adore their dogs, and we're going to help educate them as well. And that's, you know, why we're coming to HITS. You know, for those guys, it's not just a pet. That's their partner.
Right.
So if I can keep that dog that you've spent so many years training, keep it healthier longer and get an extra 2 or 3 years because it doesn't have as much discomfort, and I'm able to keep it healthier, that makes my day. You know, we're a business, but I got to tell you, I just love when I hear those stories when the dog is back to full action and not slowing down, the limp is gone and so forth. That's what makes my day.
You know, so, if I can get, you know, like Mac, if I can get 2 more years out of him, and I don't use him as much. I'm very cautious about what I do. A lot of times, you know, I'll even hold him back. And if I can get 2 more years out of him by using this product, then I'm going to be elated, because, you know, I can see right now that maybe by the end of December I may not get a whole lot more usage out of him.
Yeah.
You know, jumping up on the tailgate. I'm at the point now where, like, I'm picking him up and putting him. I'm trying to alleviate any discomfort myself manually by putting him up. I'm putting him up on top of the rig. I'm not letting him jump off. I'm picking him up and putting him down. So if I can alleviate that and make him more comfortable, like you said, like I'm going to be really, really happy. And if I can get 2 or 3 more years out of my dogs when they hit that age, like just think how important and how valuable that is, you know, to our community. I mean, you guys hunting hounds, you know, your retrievers, your pointers, all of you guys in the hunting side of it, if you could get 2 or 3 more years out of your dog because of this product, I think it would be well worth the investment.
It's absolutely right. And the truth is, as you've already found out, when you got issues in the mouth and you got to go to the dentist for your dog, that stuff's not cheap.
Yeah.
And most folks, you know, just don't even do it because it's so difficult to afford. So proactively, I always say your number one defense is prevention. And probably also to help for the credibility of this. Because, you know, if I'm your audience, it's like, that's another supplement.
Yeah.
I talked about the difference of the science, how it's a little bit different, and we can go deep in that. But the truth is it's also published in medical journals. So it's not just a fly-by-night supplement.
Which, yeah, when
around.
You said it was published, which journals?
Yeah, let me cover that. So we're published on the human side in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning. Mm-hmm. So that's for the physical therapist a couple times there. It's published in the Journal of Rheumatology. So that's a pretty credible journal as well if you've got some discomfort in the joints. The funny part is on the human side, we did testing on dogs, of course. But the most difficult ones is actually, believe it or not, cats. I know they're mammals and so forth, but we figured if we can prove that this stuff works on the cat, then we got everybody covered. So we're publishing a Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery for a double-blind study.
Oh, wow.
That was done at the university.
Which university?
Actually, it was up in Canada, Saskatchewan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where our chief medical officer was actually a tenured professor there.
Gotcha.
And while he, like I mentioned earlier, he did the study to prove that it didn't work. When he was done, he became our chief medical officer. Because he said, this is a big deal. We really do need to help people get on board and be proactive. And if they got issues, we got to tackle it hard.
Right.
And that's what one TDC is able to do for them.
I got you. So on the scientific part of it, can you just elaborate a little bit on... I know we've kind of touched on it. Let's just recap that and make sure everybody understands.
Yeah.
We started this study on humans. You know, you went to cats to prove that it did work.
That's right.
When they tried to disprove it.
That's right. So the bottom line of the science, like if you for your scientific buff on your podcast, here's the deal. There's a lot of fatty acids out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not absorbent.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a lot of it to be therapeutic. The claim to fame about one TDC is that it's extremely absorbent. And I'm talking about subcutaneous. I'm talking about like right through the skin, very, very deep. Right through the gums, transmucosally. So that's very unique. The second part is, what does it do once it's in the body? It focuses of where the inflammatory cascades are, and it promotes super healthy inflammatory responses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very targeted where the dog actually needs it.
Mm-hmm.
It absorbs that 95% throughout the body, but it's going to concentrate on those spots that really need it, those discomfort spots, those stiff spots. So that's what, from a purely scientific standpoint, that's what's so different about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it works so well. So oral and mobility at the same time. Think about this. If you're trying to cover, from a supplement standpoint, something that's going to take care of the mouth, first finding something that takes care of the gums, good luck. This is the product that veterinarians have.
Right.
Second, when you talk about orthopedic benefits, like we talked a little bit earlier, it's pretty much the same stuff out there. It's glucosamine, it's fish oil, turmeric, which I personally like turmeric as well. But it's kind of the same combinations of ingredients. This is completely different. So let's take the example. Let's say you've got somebody that's listening, say, well, I'm using this glucosamine product. I like it. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Add this onto it. I actually kind of like when you don't change anything, you need to add this because then you can see the difference once you're adding this. And then after that, ask yourself, if I'm going to focus on spending my money on what's going to do more at a better cost, you're going to have to circle right back to one TDC. Because all those other products you're using right now is going to do nothing for the mouth. This is it. And orthopedically, I'm not just doing the joints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
Well, I mean, it goes right along in line with nutrition and exercise. And, all that plays a factor into our dog's health and overall well-being, along with their performance.
Very true.
So, I mean, if it's something that helps, I'm all about it. Like I said, this is why we are the Houndsman XP, extreme performance. I want my dog to perform at the highest level possible. So,
and the longest possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just thinking that I could get a couple more years out of the older dogs is exciting to me, because that's a value that I think a lot of us take for granted. I mean, most time when my dogs start hitting that 8 to 10 year range, and I have one at home now that I'm having back leg issues, and you know I don't hunt him as much because of that. So he's eight, but if I could hunt him till he was 11, I mean that just stabilizes my pack. It helps me bring my young dogs along faster because you got that more experienced dog there to help them and show them and teach them the stuff that I can't. So it's invaluable to me looking at it from a big picture, you know, being able, I mean, I would have loved to been able to keep my old dog. I mean, I run him up till he was 13, and if between 11 and 13, it was pretty much hit or miss. If I could have got a little bit more usage out of him, like, I think some of the younger dogs that I was hunting at that time would have benefited from that.
Totally.
So it's an overall, like I said, it's a win-win if it helps the joints and helps the dog. Like I said, I understand the oral part of it, and I've had to pull teeth in several dogs. Like I said, we clean our dogs' teeth every year in the police world. That's part of our vet checkup. Yep. You get make sure all their shots up to date and clean their teeth.
I got to tell you something about that.
Yep.
So this is the part that people don't know. Doing yearly dentistry is a really good thing. Here's the bad news about that, unfortunately. 24 hours after you've had those teeth cleaned, within 24 hours, you have biofilm that's already forming back on the teeth.
Mm.
That biofilm very quickly becomes plaque. And when those plaques calcify with the bacteria, it becomes tartar. The sad news is this happens very quickly after dental clean. Now, doing the dental clean is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is you got to maintain that. So if you don't brush, you got at least at a minimum do the one TDC product. But it's really important for your audience to know that this comes back real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a good job. And you got to have the right vet that's got the right training. Make sure that they have a dental X-ray machine. Don't just clean. Don't go for the low cost. If you're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few things, few tips to give to your audience about that. And don't be shy to ask those questions. Do they have a dental X-ray machine?
Mm-hmm.
If a veterinarian is going to do dentistry work on your dog and they don't have one, run. And kind of think of it this way. If you're going to go to the dentist and they don't have a dental X-ray machine, you'd be like, what? You want to know what's going on in the bone. So make sure they have a dental X-ray machine. The next one is make sure they have someone dedicated to the anesthesiology machine. Just like when we go under, you want to have somebody that's watching, keeping track of that heart. You want to let the doc, whoever's doing the procedure, to focus on the mouth, whatever they're doing for dentistry. So those are little tips that sound little, but they're really important because personally, I'm not going to have my dog go under unless I've got all those elements. And anesthesia, you know, people always ask, is it safe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our chief medical officer always says this. It is a calculated poison is what you're doing. So it's fine if you have an expert knowing what they do and you have a dedicated person doing the surgery, just like us.
But that's the worst part of the teeth cleaning is having to put the dog under.
Yes, sir.
I hate it.
Yes, sir.
I hate it.
Well, the truth is if you are using one TDC, the tartar and plaque is not going to come back as fast. It's not been our focus from a research standpoint. We know this anecdotally and scientifically why it's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're more interested in the gums phase and state and being healthy. But if you are doing a dental cleaning, you should not have to go back as fast. A lot of that is genetics, too. Some dogs just build up a lot faster than others. But if you use this product, it's going to help you with that. And keeping the mouth, obviously, a lot healthier in the body,
mm-hmm.
Super healthy. And people always ask us, when do I start this product? Do I wait until I have a problem?
No. Mm-mm. We get it on it now.
Yes, sir. You want to do it once your adult teeth are in. You want to start protecting.
Yeah, you told me yesterday when we were talking about my pups that at what age?
6 months old.
6 months old.
Yeah.
To start doing it.
Yeah, and you know, at that age, there's nothing wrong, hopefully.
Yeah.
So you don't need to do a loading dose. You just go maintenance dose.
Yeah, but the puppies have to have their adult teeth in.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to work with the puppy teeth.
Well, the only exception to that is sometimes puppies have residual teeth, so they get all kind of bulging up around the gums and stuff like that. And that's there's a lot of discomfort there. So a veterinary dentist will use it then. But for the most part, once the adult teeth are in, you can start.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with starting it earlier, but it's, you know, what's the benefit unless there's an issue?
Right.
But you just have to never lose track of that number. 80% plus of dogs by the age of three have some form of gum health issues. So you want to be on top of it before you have a destructive phase that comes after that.
Yeah.
Painful, but also destructive. And frankly, can be expensive.
Yes. I mean, anytime you go to the vet now, it's like going to the bank and getting a boat loan, yeah. Borrowing another $1,000. That's kind of how I feel about it. But
yeah, not totally.
So, Olivia, is there anything else you want to add? I mean, about your product, about, you know, what you're doing. Like I said, I've looked at it. I'm going to try it. I'm always getting some type of supplement when I'm at these. And I have been feeding. You and I talked about the fish seed oil, the flaxseed oil.
That's right.
You know, I've been given that lately. So is there anything that you want to add about the product or anything to the listeners?
Yeah, I think the key thing is what we said. Prevention is key. Start when they're 6 months old. Protect that mouth. Protect orthopedically the dog. Mm-hmm. Your dog's older. You got 6, 7, 8 years old. You want to keep them in the game feeling good. Taking care of all those accumulated microtraumas, get a loading dose of the product. You have an aging dog that you've had to retire already. Don't forget about that dog. Mm-hmm. Make them feel more comfortable. They've been loyal to you. You've trained them. There's that relationship, that bond. Make them feel better. And start loading those with those dogs. And the key thing is, I always tell people, is don't believe a word I say. I don't. You know, it doesn't matter how much research I got. At the end of the day, it's your dog. It's your relationship with your, you know, your dog. And put it to the test. And we guarantee the product. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. So we stand behind it. And truth be told, once you see what it does for your dog, you're going to be like, well, can it do that for me? The answer is yes. Mm. That cream that we use for all those stiffy joints.
Yeah, I mean, I seen you doing that just a little while ago before we sat down to record. I mean, you were working on one of the head trainer's wives.
Yeah.
I mean, you were using it on her, so.
Yeah, no, it's good, like the myofascia release and all that stuff. It's mm-hmm. so good for that. So I'd say get on the 1TDC, help your dog be healthier, do it proactively, and also for yourself. And mm-hmm. and again, don't believe a word we say. Put it to the test.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm going to use it and see if old Mac, and like I said, I'm going to start giving it to a couple of the other dogs that I'm running pretty hard and see where we go. I'm definitely going to put Pino on it.
Excellent.
You know, him jumping, you know, through car windows and through house windows and, you know, in and out of the cage. That was one of the things when I got the cage for my car, is I wanted one that set as low to the ground as I could because of that trauma.
That's right.
Every time he jumps in and out of the car, so... I'm definitely going to put him on it, and like I said, I'm going to have a case of this stuff to get moving with it.
And we'll help your audience with that.
So you were talking about that. So you guys, when you go to worksowell.com and you order it, what kind of code are we going to use?
So we're going to cut through the chase and get you guys the best discount, because I think your community, like we said before, you don't have a dog. You have a pack. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give the best discount that we give probably once a year. Mm-hmm. And that's a 15% off anything you're going to put in your cart.
Yep.
And to kind of keep with the theme
yep.
Of your audience, we're going to make it Houndsman XP15.
Houndsman XP15. So when you guys go to worksowell.com, under the code, put that in. And Olivia A&M is going to help us out with the product. Give a couple bottles a try. If you like it, then you can get on board. And if you don't, then you don't have to use it. So
that's right. And like we said, you're not happy. We're very easy to access. You can call us. You can say, hey, I heard the French guy. I want to talk to him. I want you guys, you know, and as a matter of fact, we want to hear the good news too, not just.
Yeah.
But, and also the other thing too, and I want to be really cognizant for the folks that have packs. If you got 12 dogs, you need some help, contact us. We'll work things out to make sure that you don't leave the dog behind just because, you know, there's a financial factor. We really want to keep him in the game.
So I'll get your email, and I'll put that in the show notes.
Perfect.
And we'll actually add the YouTube video or the video you showed me about how to use the stuff and properly give it to the dogs. We'll add that to the show notes. Everything will be there, guys. Like I said, I'm pretty picky about the stuff that I use. I like structure, so I don't like to change things a lot. But I do see that this is going to help. I've dabbled in it a little through my career, and when my dogs need it, I give it, and then I don't. So, like I said, I'm going to put Pino on this stuff, and I'm going to use it from him from starting, you know, when I get back forward in his career, and I'm going to start implementing it on my hounds, and we will go from there. We'll see how it goes, and we're going to give you guys some updates. I'm going to be going back and forth with Olivier, and I'm going to be giving him feedback on how it works. And like I said, guys, we're gonna try it and see what happens. Olivia, I appreciate you being on the podcast and giving our listeners a product example and what it is. And like I said, anybody that's using inflammatory stuff, it's going to help with gum disease and the inflammatory. And like I said, I have a lot of, I mean, I see it in my own dogs with the joints swelling up. I see it, and I'm excited to try it on the pads. You know, I use a lot of, we go to Dogs Are Treed. We use the Paws Are Protected. I use that a lot. So I will implement this with that. And like I said, I'm going to continue using my stuff from Kevin and Nancy, but I'm going to add this to it and seeing if it does make a big difference. So Olivier, thank you for being on. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Heath. I'm glad that you, you spot us out in this big conference, and we're looking forward to help. And,
yep.
And feedback is important to us, and we look forward to your journey and be part of that.
Yep. So at the end of every podcast, we have a little saying. I'm gonna roll us out of here. Olivier, thank you for helping us teach, train, and learn.
Thanks, sir.